Louis would say.
Who?
Wit. Wit. My dad had known Louis since she was a girl. And he got greater from the cat. He'd come in with Louis got goiki. That's nice. And she didn't think anything about it, he didn't think about it. It just...
He learned the language in it. Mm-hmm. When you went to Brazil that time, you started telling us how you say all your names. That was Hickey.
Hickey?
Hickey. They got a big laugh out of that.
Hickey.
All right. Now, we approached that portion of the budget that we need to meet with revenues by doing that, is what you're saying. My point is, how much of 114 is absolute, and we need to have that figure.
Well, I want to...
If we go, we're going to eat into what big time, what period is.
Can I ask you a different question?
Yes, as soon as I make this statement. The other day we were talking about 9.6 and setting aside so that we'd have 9.6.
Uh-huh.
This is going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd like to have this discussion more about these four departments, and I believe the justification for legal and HR and all that and splitting those fees, splitting those expenses, I'd like to have that discussion so we can settle that.
I'm already settled on it. I differ with Rick on it because I see Road and Bridge as a possible with the existing times the way they are, and the legal that we take in could be more than 50% of what we have to spend on the county's revenue.
I can see legal being like, sure, I don't know. I just was thinking of purchasing HR.
Well, yeah, here's on the purchasing side of things, it's an everyday deal from over there for almost something every day. On
I spend days. more time in the account statement purchasing with revenue.
Right. And then, to take the HR part of it, you could take whatever you want to on the employees and percentage it out, but I'm saying that the legal and the purchasing will make up the difference that you could save 50% of it. That's the way I would justify it.
I don't have a problem with it anyway, you guys.
Because HR is at least you're not aware of the whole.
There might be somebody criticizing you if you did that. You just want to be aware of that.
More than normal? I mean, you're saying additional?
Everyday thing, right?
Additional criticism. Okay. I mean, don't stand in line.
The only reason I said this is because I make it.
But of course, they won't be criticizing this if they believe that that savings helped put somebody in their office. Because otherwise, it's all come down at GCR.
If we do this,
yes,
and then remove 50% of those departments that we talked about, we're down to 11.3. These are rough numbers. 11,359.
You said four departments?
Three departments. Just letting you know. And that's what I'm down to. Now, your statement is how much of 414 do we absolutely have to have?
Well,
but are we settled on, Danny? I think I heard we're settled on this.
I am. I can explain it to in the public.
If you've got any thoughts about it, and you want to do half and half and 30 on the other, I don't have any problem there. But the concept is, whatever that percentage turns out to be, we're all going to agree that there are going to be some expenses that will be transferred over.
It's
there it is. I had two. Right, you had two.
I had not. There's three departments I did: purchasing, HR, and legal. Based off the 2012 requests.
Oh, okay.
Because we didn't have 2000.
I based it off of.
We didn't have departments in 2011.
Yep, you're right. Let's see, 118.
That's on it. Excellent.
For the record, we're drawing a house and acknowledging that I was right.
I get about 210, 215.
I show requests of. Can we tell you what the requests are that I have?
Yeah, tell me.
$212,500.
Okay, my request that I show in those three departments, in Department 129, which is HR, is that correct?
Gotcha.
I show a request at $142,500.
Ah, but then again, say the number of that again.
Department 129.
$142,500.
Okay.
Half of that is?
Whatever half is.
$71,250.
I got that. $71,250.
Excellent. We're on the right page.
Yes,
together.
Sir.
The next request of $128,000.
I have another sheet because that's not what this one reads.
That's so yesterday. $128,000.
The other day, Rick pointed out to me I had two sheets with the same number. I'm going, okay. Then,
you shouldn't have that, man.
Yeah, they should have.
And then I can throw one of these other ones.
Okay, for $128,000, I show the request at $236,600.
And which one?
$128,000. And the request is $236,600.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for a number that resembles that anywhere.
118.3.
Okay. And then I go to 123. Well, hold on. I see what the problem is.
They're going to have differences here at 123.
No, I see what the problem is. They pulled a number.
And what department is it?
Oh.
Now you give me a number.
Please turn the volume receptor up for this next admittance.
I like to revise my number and put 212,500 as the total number.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, great mind things alike. I have a do not touch, but it's not because of that. It's because of the department. I omitted the cut there because there's not going to be a cut. There's going to be an increase in that department. So I didn't cut that department from 11 because we know it's going to be an increase. So that's where I took that. Elections.
Yeah.
We know we're not going to cut elections. In Department 103 is not going to be cut from 11. It's going to be an increase.
That doesn't make sense.